It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Fantasy football draft time almost here. Book your party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you want the Eagles to build a dome with their new stadium? Yes or no? Now, the Eagles did sign...
I'm out. Hell no.
Yeah. The Eagles sent out an email to season ticket holders asking, you know, basically saying we might make improvements in the link, we could build a whole new one, asked a bunch of questions, one being, would you like a dome or not? You're saying no.
Yeah.
What do you think the poll is at?
I would think the poll is at no. If it was hell no on there, they would select that.
Maybe I'll make that the no and
or hell no.
Or all right. Yeah.
What do you think the percentage is at?
I would say 75 or above.
72. There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
That's too low, by the way.
It actually is too low.
It's way too low. Yeah. There's a lot of movements we got to get on this show today.
No dome.
One, the Phillies.
Yep.
And no dome.
Yeah. I do have information about a new dangerous disease like the next pandemic could be starting right here in Philadelphia. We'll get to that in a moment. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP.
Good afternoon, man.
Hi, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Guys, let's start off with the topic here. I'm all in on making a big...
Tell Mr. Middleton.
I know. Mr. Middleton.
Okay. There you go.
Okay? The fan base deserves it. We pack that stadium night after night and pour our heart and soul into these games. We give you the best and have helped create the best atmosphere, home field atmosphere in all of Major League Baseball, if not all of sports. And that environment also helps you bring people in because they want to play here. They want that. So you know what? Support us. Show us you have our back and you're not taking us for granted. Go out there and give us what we deserve and have earned.
Bring that trophy back to Philadelphia like you wanted to.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, you had something on the morning guy?
I do. Okay. So, you know, I'm going to start with my wine because I may lose my mind.
Okay.
But my wine is to stop parking in front of people who park in front of grocery stores. Stop being lazy. Use your leg. Park in a regular parking spot like the rest of us. I know you think it's your world and you can do whatever you want, but you can't, okay? So
hold on. You mean like parking like right in front of the grocery
people
store?
People do that, yeah, and run in.
Yeah, put their flashers on.
Because that is ridiculous.
The parking lot's right there.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
Hold on. What if they need to go in and just grab something real quick?
No!
There's nothing quick.
No.
See, I stopped traffic in Westchester.
That's unbelievable.
Fritz, you need the exercise. You got to stay in shape.
So yeah, get some steps.
Hold on.
In,
me and Jordan Davis are both down 25.
You are not down 25.
Dude, I'm actually looking like a snack. No beer this week.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a good wine. It's a good wine.
Junk food snack. All right, but along the lines of whining, Joe DiCamera is the emperor of whining.
What was he whining about today?
He went out and acted like a small child on the golf course and lucked into a win. Then you got your ass handed to you in the baseball competition, and now the phantom injury has arose, and you want to puff out your chest and act like you're a tough guy. You, sir, are a joke. Your body looks like a bunch of mango pulp in a trash bag, all right? You will never be called an athlete. He wants to be called an athlete. You're not an athlete. Get ready because you're about to be swept up like trash by the big room himself, Mr. Fritz. Your feeble, weak behind is about to be put into a receptacle, all right, and be taken down to your local trash station because you stink, all right?
Wow.
Put your diaper on and get ready because the real athlete, Mr. Fritz, is about to beat you like a drum. Have a good weekend.
All right, Chris. Thank you, sir. So I did tell you guys. Oh, by the way, Jack, how did tennis go yesterday with Justin?
Didn't happen. They changed the courts that we were supposed to go to pickleball courts, which we didn't know before heading over there.
Okay.
Who booked this?
There was no booking. It was just saying Justin said I know some courts. I guess he hasn't been there in a long time because they're now pickleball courts.
Oh, my God.
Yep. stupid. That stupid sport has taken over the world.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. It really has.
Yeah, so the once beautiful tennis courts where we went were
now
transitioned over.
Courts.
And they were full. They were full.
Yeah, everyone people love pickleball.
People love pickleball. So it did not happen. But I'll get out there this weekend.
You guys couldn't find a tennis court somewhere?
Nah, I wanted to go home.
There it is.
Dude, it was like 7 o'clock.
This is who we hooked our trailer
for years,
to.
Hooked our wagon
well,
to.
Well, I know. Yeah. I know. It's like everyone did these pompous speeches for me. I'm like, we'll see.
So I mentioned, you know, we all went through COVID here.
Yes,
and
we did.
It was a horrible time. And I feel like there is
wasn't
a.
Not that bad.
Well, the
work was fun.
There was no traffic.
There was no traffic.
Yeah, that part was
parking was free.
Yeah. But there is a much more dangerous disease that I believe has a chance of sweeping the nation. It is starting here in Philadelphia.
Do we need to alert someone?
Yeah, well, I'm alerting everyone right now.
I was gonna say,
and I believe there are two people on the WIP morning show who are super spreaders of this disease.
Do they need to wear a mask?
That is, they need to mask up. They need to vaccinate. This is John Ritchie and James Seltzer. I want you to listen to this insanity from this morning, and then I'll tell you the disease that I believe it is indicative of. Ike, I don't think you are going to believe what you're going to hear from these lunatics. Go ahead, Buzz.
This offense with consistency in the passing game is is an all-time. And
I'm
disgusted by the fact that
you can be disgusted by anything you want. John, you called yesterday on the air on WIP, you referred to Jalen Hurts' season last year as, quote, uneven.
Exactly.
It was your word
was
yesterday.
Uneven.
Okay, so let's not act like James.
They had one of the best rushing attacks of all time.
I understand
that. Hold up. In the two most important games of the season, they scored more points than any team has ever scored in those two games.
I understand that, but there were also like 17 or 18 other games. I mean, I'm talking about a whole season.
But
and John
commandeered an offense that was as prolific as any I've ever seen. That is
you think they're better than the greatest show on turf? You think they're better than Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk and Isaac
Green?
Well, they weren't.
I played against those guys. I played with
guys,
those guys.
Guys, they won last year because their defense was number one.
Joe, I was.
Their offense wasn't.
I played against that offense. I watched from the sideline. I did the same things that they did in that offense. I'm telling you. That offense last year was the most dominant thing anyone's ever seen.
That's not accurate. The reason they had the top defense
was because of that running game.
You guys are in such a revisionist world. Listen, James, was
they
their defense.
For 2,000 yards and took the last game
James,
off, dude.
James
that wasn't
Seltzer.
An all-time great running game?
James
I'm
Seltzer.
Asking you. Hold up, real quick.
Yes.
You answer my question first. Was it an all-time great running game?
Yes.
Right. What do you want to do most on offense if you can do it? If you can just run the ball down teams' throats? Isn't that the point of football? Like, if you can just run it and win it?
James Seltzer, question for
you.
Question for you, James. Because here's the deal. Now we're getting a whole different area than I thought we'd get into. But the revisionist history and people not keeping it real is stunning. James, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Just give me an answer. Which unit was better last year, the offense or defense?
Probably the defense. But again, I think they were a lot closer.
It's embarrassing. You're embarrassing Temple by saying probably. Of course the defense was better. They were one of the great defenses of all time. Of course, keep it real,
I think
man.
So, John Ritchie this
we're
morning.
We're going a little far. We're one of the great defenses of all time.
Going even further by saying it was the most dominant offense we've ever seen.
John Ritchie said it was the most prolific offense he had ever seen and wouldn't say that the greatest show on turf was better. James Seltzer wouldn't even commit to the defense being better than the offense last year. The disease that is sweeping Philadelphia that I believe is highly contagious is Super Bowlitis. Mm. And what Super Bowlitis has done has made people forget what actually happened last year. They forget the entire regular season. They even forget the first two games of the playoffs. Last year's offense, John Ritchie, was not more prolific than any other offense in NFL history. They were seventh in scoring last year. James Seltzer, the difference between the offense and the defense last year was substantial. And if we want to start talking about the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl, I suggest you go watch it again. Because what will amaze you about the NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl is the defense, is the five turnovers they got against the Commanders and the multiple short fields given to the offense, is the defense that stopped Patrick Mahomes and turned the ball over and gave short fields to the offense. Was the offense good last year? Sure. Was it prolific? No. Was it close to the defense? No. This is dangerous. Because of this dangerous disease, I have people calling me and saying that Jalen Hurts is better at everything than Joe Burrow. It's crazy. I had somebody call yesterday and say, I'm not giving the Eagles enough credit for all of their offseason acquisitions. All they did was sign the minimum guys.
And Zach Bond.
And Zach Bond. It is crazy. And Super Bowl-itis needs to be controlled. And I hate to say, Ike, that I think the only vaccine might be a loss to the Cowboys in week one.
What?
But everybody needs an effective medication against this disease.
We're not losing on banner now.
Well, it's out of control. Like,
could be a good thing.
Did you hear what John Ritchie and James Seltzer said?
I did.
They are super spreaders. Like.
Okay. Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
All right.
Listen, we know the passing game was not prolific last year.
It wasn't. No.
So it's hard to even say as an entire offense, this is one of the best offenses or that was one of the best offenses ever.
Because it just wasn't.
It just wasn't.
No.
It wasn't. And I love Richie, and I also played against the greatest show on turf.
Exactly.
I played against the greatest show on turf. And there's other offenses that have been out there. The greatest show on turf, at that time, put fear in teams.
Okay, hold on.
They could beat you through the air and on the ground.
So there's them. There's the 07 Patriots.
Right.
There was the first year with Peyton and the Broncos.
Yeah, Peyton. There's a team in Indy. He had an offense in Indy one year where I think he had three receivers with 1,000 yards along with Edgerrin James that rushed for 1,000
yards. There were multiple teams last year that had better offenses than the Eagles.
The Bengals being one of them. But you had the Mahomes when he threw 50
touchdowns and 5,000 yards. No, it was a prolific running game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, that's why I think the they got. See, what happened is James and Richie with the camera. They got caught in between the whole supporting the offense, and they think the camera
is too negative.
They
have Super Bowl-itis.
And this is where you guys, particularly you, Spike. But Jack as well, his voice doesn't get to be heard as much.
Right, yeah, third month.
It's where you guys get frustrated with the pro Eagle / Jalen fans when we just overlook or minimize the ineffectiveness of the passing game at times last year. It doesn't mean that they couldn't throw the ball at times and they didn't compliment the offense because we ran the ball so well. We understand that. But we also know that the passing game struggled at times last year. Like, it's okay to admit that.
Well, and now we're disrespecting the defense.
Yeah, it was the 29th ranked passing offense.
And now we're disrespecting the defense because of it. Now we can't just say, yes, the defense
was great last year.
Was great.
Man.
Was better than the offense. Yes. It's fine to say. And I know we scored a ton of points, and the offense was good in the Commanders game and the Chiefs game.
Yep.
But watch those games again. That defense was dominant in those games.
Now, if you give me the offense we had
in those last
two games, now you can start to make an argument.
If you're like that every game?
Yes, because now you're talking about 250 yards passing with 200 yards rushing.
Of course.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened last year.
Right.
But by the way, it's not even what happened against the Rams, and it's not what happened against the Packers.
Right. Now you're right, yeah.
Super Bowl-itis. That's the disease.
Well, or is it?
I'm the doctor.
Or is
I'm
it?
In the lab.
Wow.
It's Super Bowl-itis.
Well, it's funny because the camera said the day before, Richie said it was an up-and-down season for
Jalen. And then he could.
That's the way to sort of describe it.
Yeah. He just wouldn't even commit to the greatest show on turf being better.
Yeah, I did.
Did you? And you want to say to Richie, did you watch it? But he was there.
He was there.
Yeah, he was on the offensive side.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, you look at that Minnesota Vikings offense that Randall had.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Freaking Robert Smith was like a 1,400 yard rusher.
The Vikings
offense
that Dante Culpepper had. Like, there have been some amazing offenses in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, last year's Eagles team was not one of them. They were good enough. They were good. The passing game. But that's part of the offense.
I know, but the running game was so good.
Yes.
It wasn't ordinary.
Sure. Yes.
I don't want to minimize what they did running the football.
But I want to get away from this.
That was extraordinary.
But I do want to get away from this thing that the reason the passing game wasn't good was because the running game was so good. That's not true. They did not take advantage of of that attention on the running game until the final two games of the year. A couple games.
Sure. Yeah,
the year.
Here and there. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. 215-592-9494. I know today's a message from Mr. Middleton, but it's also a health warning to Philadelphia about Super Bowl.
Sound the alarm.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
The morning show getting a little feisty.
Yeah.
Well, at the end, which, you know, we cut out there. The camera said it's Seltzer. You go on the afternoon show, you can get beat around by Spike and Jackie.
Yes, he said that.
And I said, hell yeah, brother.
Yep.
We are aligned today, Joe DeCamera.
Yep.
I didn't even know he said that.
You know who else?
Leave that part out.
Well, because it was long.
It was so long.
Okay. It's all good.
You know who else is aligned? Everyone at Colonial Hyundai.
Yep.
Yep. The John Ashdell, the car czar, he's operating on both sides of the ball. The Colonial Hyundai Fest is an opportunity for you to go in there with the car that you have, leave with a brand new Hyundai, and your payment doesn't go up at all. I know you say that's impossible. Not a Colonial. Not with Colonial Hyundai Fest. They're going to give you an opportunity to save up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's 10 grand. That's going to help lower your payment. Your financing is going to be better at Colonial on any of those brand new Hyundais. 0%. As low as 0% on any of those new Hyundais. And by the way, there's over 300 of them on the lot. And not just there, they don't stop there. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. A guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in, only at Colonial. You're also going to get America's best warranty. Nothing to sneeze at. 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24-7 at ColonialHyundai.com. The Colonial Hyundai Fest. The fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. 215-592-9494. Your opportunity to send a message to the Phillies. Tell them to go all in. Jason in Swedesboro, you're on WIP. What's up, Jason?
Hey, what's going on? Listen, I know you're trying to bait me into talking about Jalen.
We would never.
Listen, I get it's great radio. I'm not doing it today. I'm talking about the Phillies.
Okay, all right. I wasn't trying to bait you. That was more for me. Like, to be honest with you, Jason, that one was for me.
Okay, you know, I'll let you have them. I know throughout the offseason, the long offseason, you're going to have to give Jalen his, you know, little shot there and that.
It wasn't a shot at Jalen.
To be honest with you, it wasn't a shot at Jalen.
We're also now we're at the point
hypersensitive about.
Well, now we're at the point we did it when Sweat and Milton Williams left and Darius Slay left. Mm-hmm. Like that, we were like, ah, no big deal. Now we're no big deal in the defense. Like I'm sorry. Go back and watch the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl and watch how
Go watch almost every single game.
The games that we're talking about the offense in, the defense, I could argue, was as good, if not better, in those games than the offense was. Anyway, Jason, go ahead on the Phils.
I agree with you guys when it comes to the Phillies. Like, you got to go all in at this point. We've seen the core go through their trials and tribulations, and through every year it felt like he hasn't gone all in when it's been a point where we should be going all in. Like, our trade deadline acquisitions have just been bad, just not good. Like, Estevez is our best one, and he was a rental that couldn't even be a Bradlich type saver, or even half of Bradlich. So it's just like, it goes to show, like, if we're not going to make moves to go win the World Series, what was the point of getting this core together to begin with? We aren't going to see these prospects, except for Painter, within the next 5 years, probably. Like, I don't know when they're going to decide to finally bring up Crawford or finally bring up Aiden Miller or finally bring up any of these guys, because the Phillies have done this forever where it seems like we get these great prospects and they want to just hold them and arbitrate them and all this so that they don't have to pay them for so long. That it gets annoying. You know, if you're not going to go all in, then what's the point of having these prospects? What's the point of not trading them? Like, I want to see my team go to the World Series, not just constantly make a playoff or have a good regular season. I want to see them hoist that trophy again. I want to have another parade.
It feels like the Phillies are very comfortable having a good baseball team again.
Yeah,
like they
and,
like,
and knowing that anything can happen in the playoffs.
Yes.
Exactly, and they like the idea that hey, the ballpark's gonna be full on a night in, night out base because we're good.
Because we're good, yeah.
But eventually, it's gonna start wearing thin.
And even a good team.
And I think that we've reached that point now. Like the time is now with this team.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the thing I got to whine about, this is kind of niche. You guys might not fully understand it. I'm a delivery driver, so I have to spend money to bring you your food. So I understand tipping culture. You know, it's at a crazy point. I think I deserve a dollar or two out of your pocket if you picked up the phone. You've got people, you know.
Yeah, you got to tip delivery, guys.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think that's something I got to whine about, because yesterday I was getting yelled at because I asked if he wanted to leave a tip, and the guy was yelling at me, screaming that I was getting paid enough as it is. I make $1.50 per run if I don't get tipped. I make no money. And that's all, guys. You have a great night.
That's a good whine. I'm with you on that.
I'll tip you.
Yeah.
Slow down, big fella. Yeah, you got to tip the delivery driver.
Delivery driver, absolutely. Yes. I can understand the weird thing, like when you're at the airport and you ask for a bottle of water and they give you one and they turn around the screen and asking if you want to give 25%. Yeah. I get it. But the delivery driver, that's just how it works. You tip the delivery driver. 215-592-9494. Chuck from Mount Airy is going to send a message to Mr. Middleton. I know Chuck's going to bring it.
Hey, listen, I brought it yesterday, kind of, you know what I mean? But, I was waiting for this day. You know, because John Middleton, in the words of the great Howard Eskin, is a fraud. Okay? Oh, he's a fraud. You know what I mean? You know, three-card Molly, you know, bamboozle, Ponzi scheme type of dude, man. I'm telling you. You know, just get everybody money. You know, just get everybody to the ballpark. You know, I'm going to die to get a championship trophy here and all that. That's a bunch of garbage, man. You know what I mean? To that guy. Is that guy duct taped in somebody's basement right now? You know, is this a clone of John Middleton? What happened to that guy, John? Huh? It's the big brass ball John. Huh? He's going to go after the trophy at all costs. Huh? What happened to that guy? You know, what happened to the guy that, you know, went out and got the guy that was highly, you know, sought after, you know, in the offseason back in, 2017, 2018? That guy went out there and got Bryce Harper. You know, what happened to that guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I'm not going to act like John hasn't done anything since he's been here. He's spent a ton of money since he's been here, okay?
Yep.
But it's time, Chuck.
But it's time. That's what I'm saying, and I'm about to get to that. It's time, man. You know, and if you want to go in there and go at Ruben did everything he could to get this team over the hump, but this team just couldn't do it.
Yep.
In life, right? Let me ask you guys a question. If you failed at one marriage, right, and you meet somebody that's a beautiful woman, you know, after you got divorced or whatever the case may be, and she wants to get married, would you not marry her because you failed in your first marriage?
Of course not. I mean, I get it.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, in life, you're going to fail. You know what I mean, John? But that don't mean you should stop trying. You know, here's the thing, right?
Well, I'm going to tell you, if this one don't work, it's a wrap.
But it's a wrap. I hear you. I understand. Yeah, I'm with you on that one, too. I just kind of use that.
Yeah,
you know
what I mean? You know, 24 years, if this one don't work, it's over with. Yeah.
But you also 60.
You get his point.
I know. I just felt like I needed to say that.
Yeah. Make yourself clear. That's good.
Yeah, you're almost 60, too.
I understand.
You know what I mean? But listen, all jokes aside, man, you know, I would like this guy, you know, to do whatever he can to go out there and get. And I don't want to get somebody at the trade deadline named Greg Boyd or, you know, Steve.
Greg Boyd.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, somebody that's just, you know, Greg
just
Boyd.
A guy. Boyd, yeah, just a guy. Just a guy.
Greg Boyd is the name. That is a good one, Chuck. That is a name. Yeah, don't go. Yeah,
like, it's just like, don't go after these little, you know, guys. Go get you a guy, man. And the thing about it is this. You don't even need much. You have the team already built here, man. You have to cuss. You know, and I know I talk my trash about the Phillies, right? But it'd be April when I'm talking like that. You know what I mean? You know, the only person that pretended to know baseball in April is Jack. You know what I mean? It's too long of a season. You know what I mean? So it's too long of a season. So I always talk trash about him in April. But come July, June, you know, August, you know, September.
Yeah, this is when you lock
October.
In. Yeah, lock in.
I'm locked in. You know what I mean? I'm wearing red and white goggles then. But, you know, so I'm locked in right now. It's my time. And this guy's playing games, and I can't afford to play games right now. So, John, please, I'm begging you, man. Do something, man. Do something, man. You know, live up to your name, man. Listen, push the chips in for the chip.
Yes, push the chips in for the chip. All in Middleton. That's what we want.
Exactly. And you know what? A couple weeks ago, I got this started because, you know, he was the guy that I was selling stock on when you guys did that show.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you want to whine about?
Yeah. Do you have a whine?
Yeah. You ain't got to rush me, man. You know, I don't really get
rush you.
We got to get to that.
All right, let me see.
Rush you. You've been on for 5 minutes.
All right, let me say this. I want to say the cell phone carriers, you know, particularly, you know, AT&T.
Nope. Dump that. Dump that.
Don't send me a bill. You know what I mean? In July.
Seriously, boss.
When I didn't even pay the July bill yet. You know what I'm saying? These bills are too outrageous. These cell phone companies are too outrageous, man. I'm telling you, they send you out bills before even the next month even come out.
All right.
I don't want to see I owe $300 and I only owe $120.
All right. There he is. Chuck. I knew wine was going to be a dangerous one. Today's show is a message to the Phillies and John Middleton. Tell them to go all in. We want it. They deserve it. We deserve it. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, a guy, all he does is whine. No, he doesn't, actually. We'll talk about Eagles training camp and the potential new dome for the Eagles with Elliot Shore Parks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.